Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show that shares insights into how you can build your business once, with hosts Jerry Lowry and Jennifer Navarrete.
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and I'm joined by Sherry Lowry, who is sharing her 20-plus years of knowledge on what it takes to build your business once. Now, if you saw the title of the show, then you know that our topic today is identifying your ideal client profile, which is really key to a mostly stressless business life. Sherry, tell us how we do that.
Okay. Well, first I want to talk just about why we do this. And these are things that you learn over time, but you could know with some advantage at the very beginning or when you're making a pivot. One of the reasons we're going to be talking more about profiling this is actually we're going to profile you or us as owners first, because that has to do a lot with who you will naturally draw to you. And it will give you more control than you think you have in the days when a lot of the future is still unfolding. It will also help you recognize these ideal people for you to be working with as they start to cross your path or literally show up and possibly reach out to you. It makes it a lot easier to know with some notice what you're looking for. It will also increasingly clarify for you how you actually work best and with whom you work best. You know more than you think you know, but most of the time we've not taken the time to identify what that is really clearly. We spend so much time on our craft or on our know-how or on our how-to do things with our clients that sometimes we're not paying the same attention to crafting and refining us. And that's part of what we're doing here. If you do undertake this from this approach, it will also begin to give you a lot of help in educating your referral sources around who and how they may best refer to you and make that easy, and we'll talk about that more in detail, along with testimonials and gaining testimonials, too, as we go along. And probably most importantly and most subtly, if you do think about the way that you are already put together to work with some clients better than in better ways than others, you'll gradually begin to notice an automatic progressive upgrading of your overall client-based quality because you have, in different ways, put some focus on just that happening. So the easiest route into this, and I'm going to provide you with a template if you actually want to do this for yourself, is to develop a profile of you yourself, both professionally and personally, but to do that in one document. Jennifer, you and I have been talking a lot about how we, over time, began to make our own business and our process and our way of working with people more seamless, and so it would also represent how we go about parts of our life.
But I also think I kind of had to get burned a little bit to really hone in on that, because I was, you know, when I was first building my business, I was taking anything and everything that would come my way, and I needed to get burned a few times to really recognize and fine-tune what, as you said, we know these things instinctively, but we don't listen to ourselves. And now I'm pretty fine-tuned.
That's right. And it's a lot like that. Like if you're a vocalist, you know, you begin to realize that you're more in charge of your voice than you think you are, and also of protecting it as well as continuing to refine it and educate it, no matter and how many venues you sing well or how many modalities of genre, there's always more to learn there. Well, to start with, and I've been doing this a long, long time informally anyway with clients, but at one point early on, about maybe 20 years ago, of the 23 years I've been in this business, I actually began to write down what it was I wanted to know. And so first I had to know that about myself. So my very first profile kind of portion of the template, and I'm going to give you four groups of these, and you will be able to see this on paper if you'd like to do the download. I had to figure out what my intellectual traits were, because head is important to me. I like working with people who either have a tendency, regardless of their personality and style and way of working. I want to have enough people that I'm working with intellectual traits to ultimately, over time, become more and more global thinkers and more conceptual thinkers who can visit and live a part of the time in the big picture, but also are very grounded to earth. And so they have that capability of sliding from the big overall into the detail. So there are some intellectual traits that I actually had to know about myself that matched well with those types of qualities with my clients. So I had to identify them. And then the second category was physical traits and interest, and that would have to do with the level of energy, energetic, calm, physically fit, martial arts, tai chi, or a nap taker, or somebody who really likes to do things one at a time and have a more simplified life, because the work with those types of people differ from the in the way I deliver it and in the way I pace with them and can match to them. And it also informs me how many of a type I may work well with at the same time, whereas I may want to wait list, you know, for certain types until I have a different kind of spaciousness. The third category was personality traits, more introversion, more extroversion, curiosity kind of quality. Are they funny? Do they have a super strong work ethic? Are they very peaceful and caring and generous and more servant leader? Are they conservative or really generous with their time? Are they nosy? I happen to be nosy about some things. And every good researcher or person who is in the process of documenting something better be nosy. And are they big picture person but not much on details? Are they meticulous, ambitious, shy, outgoing? Do they love the underdog? You know, are they a striver? Different personality traits and what difference that makes. The fourth category would be unique gifts, talents, or strengths. Perfect pitch, artistic, accomplished in very specific ways. Leadership qualities. What about followership qualities? That's important too. Intuitive, and how much do they pay attention to that if they're intuitive? Are they good conversationalists? Is small talk really hard for them? You know, in terms of presenter, does it excite them? And do they anticipate it, or does it scare them to death? Inclusiveness, generative, productive, proactive, direct communicator, or not so much. And dependability, loyalty, certain things like that. Those are unique gifts, talents, or strengths. So with those four categories, some of which we've probably not thought about applying necessarily to ourselves in contrast to our clients, I'll stop, and then the template will help support what you start to think about and document. So I'll stop right there, and then I'll talk a little bit more about the actual documentation process.
You know, I think you're right. I've identified that through the trial and terror part of figuring out my business was that I like more fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants opportunities than highly structured. In my early years, I would get frustrated by working with big agencies and big corporate clients because I was like a speedboat, and I wanted to work with speedboat clients who, if it was a small business owner or an entrepreneur, that they could, like, if we discussed something, they could make that decision and we could take action. And when I was working with big clients and big agency and corporate clients, they're like a big giant cruise ship. They don't make a left turn very quickly. And it was just frustrating to me. It was more of a speedboat mentality. I will say I have since shifted as my business has matured. And I actually kind of like having both. I can appreciate those corporate clients and those big agency clients who do move in their own way. because it actually takes a lot of the responsibility off of me, and I am a piece of that bigger puzzle. And I've gotten comfortable with being that piece in that area, but I definitely was, that was not me in the early days. And so I think those kinds of ideal clients can shift over time. But yeah, it took a lot of that figuring it out, or what was I was feeling unsatisfied and frustrated with, to kind of narrow that niche down for me.
Right. Yeah. So on my, I have two types of profiles, and one is represented by the way I agree with you, and I've changed over time too. And what I came to early on, fortunately, instead of later, was that I really thrive on a mixture, and especially with clients and companies that are at different phases of their growth potential, where I love having two or three that are really, really strongly well-established, and mostly for them, it's about periodic innovation, but and then primarily about delivery. They are big on deliverables, and then occasionally they have to kind of go back to the golden treasure chest and dig out all anew, and make changes and make additions. But then there are also the other people, like, for example, I've had one client for 22 of the 23 years, and I have to be really paced with him because he is not going to make changes very fast, but he's going to make them very thoroughly and very deeply when he makes them. And I had to learn to manage me, you know, in working with him. But he has been one of the most enjoyable clients out of all of them I've had, because we have been on a long journey together. And I know that I will have him included in my client base ongoingly, and he knows that he and I will continue to expand and invent, you know, at his end, in a comfortable way that he doesn't feel I'm pressing or pushing him. And I don't think of having to wait on him anymore. I'm now just part of his unfolding process. So I developed this profile for my ideal client, but I also do it for my ideal collaborator or alliance or partner. So you and I probably, should we continue this project, you know, into some other things, I'll ask you to take a look at a little worksheet that you and I will probably work on too, because we're ideal in our own business in certain ways, but we're different in collaborator ways or alliance building ways or partnering ways. And I need to make sure that I know what kind of space on the stage, you know, you're most comfortable with. This way of working, we've already found that we pace well together, and that's been a real joy to me, because that's not easy to find. And so knowing that about, and that's also true about your contractors and your staff, and I'm sure you've had experience with that too. And in the template that I'm going to provide, I'll also talk about when you get stuck and you think you're dry and you don't know more than you don't know as much as you're being asked for about yourself. I don't know what to write next. I don't know what to write next until something begins to flow again. So there are a few little writer tips and techniques built into the template that I'm going to provide for you guys.
Wow, that's great. You know, we've been talking about, you know, all these great resources and where folks can find them. And so stay tuned, folks. We're building up a resource guide for you. But also, at the end of the day, I say that your SherryLowry.com site is the place to go to really get a sense of what it is, who Sherry is, and what she offers, and get a better sense of everything that's going on as we progress throughout the month.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to next time. And I think our topic for show number 11 is going to be about business design, which is a natural flow from what we're talking about today. And that's going to address more about very concretely and specifically who we want to do more work with, who we want to do more collaboration with, and what it is we're bringing to those possibilities ourselves, as to qualify us, so to speak, to be doing that. Thank you for the time.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll be talking with you tomorrow morning.
Set a reminder for 9:30 a.m. Central every day in the month of November to listen to daily episodes of the Build Your Business Once show.